5 to your daughter.
V5 Sierra Delta, V5 RJM. Good afternoon.
Ready. Sounds like you had a good fishing trip, and hope all is well with you.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, everything is peachy. So, just back at home here, and about to go outside and do some stuff here in the yard, and heard you call. So, how's everything been going with you guys?
Yeah, probably have to do the same thing here. Got to finish some whipper snipping. That a lot of yard work done yesterday, which was nice. Yeah, we had a little thunderstorm last night. It lasted for about 1 or 2 minutes and flew on by. We're supposed to get some rain again yet today, so it'll be good to get there. Nice to get some precipitation. I know you guys, your water table must be still up, on full at that, over.
Yeah, I'd imagine the water table's still high around here. All the rain and moisture and rain or snow melt that we had and everything. So I think we had about 26 inches or 27 inches of rain. So way more than what we usually get. So I would say so. But surprisingly, the grass is, looking for some more moisture. So we had a little storm come through here this morning, about 7 o'clock, 6:30, thunder, lightning, and it rained heavy for about 15 minutes or so, and then it turned into just a light drizzle, and then shortly thereafter, the storm had passed, so, yeah, it lasted here for about a half an hour only, so maybe it's the same system, I don't know, but if you guys had last night or something similar. So, I don't know how much rain we actually got here, but I didn't go outside yet to check the rain gauge, so. But we got a little bit, and it's probably good for the grass to keep it nice and fresh looking and green. back to you.
Yeah, okay, pretty good. Yeah, this one was just a little cell, little baby cell. And pretty good lightning with it, and it flew on by, and it was fast moving. It's kind of funny, I think it was about 3 or 4 this morning. We, of course, were still up, so it It was nice to see the lightning, but yeah, like I said, it flew on by. It was probably about the size of on a foam lake or something. It was a pretty small little cell. And yeah, it was enough though that you know, made the ground wet for a little while. I haven't looked here recently to see if everything's dried up, but I suspect it will be. But yeah, it's cool. I think we're not even maybe 20 degrees, something like that right now, which isn't too bad. And later on in the week, we're still back, yeah. I think 27, 28, which isn't too bad. Yeah. Just wondering if you've had a chance to get that that radio listener working. I was going to say, if you have a challenge, you can always send it back here, and I can see if I can get it rocking and rolling for you. Back to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't have been that big of a cell here for us either. But I never did look at the radar map there, so. But it didn't last very long. But anyhow, yeah, I'm just looking outside here. A few hours later, going to my neighbor's, so I don't have to worry about getting up. Just kind of finishing watching a little show here on TV. Before I go outside. But, no, I never even fired it up here yet, so there's a few things I want to try on it. I never tried anything actually on it. I just knew it was connected to the network and I was able to log into it, so, and it just didn't want to produce any connections there for some reason. Not sure what happened. But I don't know if it made a difference, but the only thing I've done to it is install a microphone. So I'm not sure if that kind of messed things up or what, but that's the only thing I added to it because it was working fine after I added the speaker to it. So, but now it doesn't want to connect here now. So I don't know if you have a suggestion or whatever. Send me a text or email or whatever. I can check things out, but you could log into it if I start it up here. I'll have it port forwarded there if you want. And you can see for yourself there, or I could just have it on the regular network here without going through my network straight into the modem here. So that might be the easiest, maybe if you have some ideas there. Instead of explaining it to me, but anyways, I'm not too concerned about it here right now. I got too many other things on the burner here right now going, so I want to get some things done here in the yard before fall time. So and of course, still got a few more fishing trips I'd like to go on too. So that's. That's my priority, and of course I got the repeaters, a couple of repeaters to fix here and get back on the air, and a bunch of other stuff, some radios to check out for guys, and yeah, it's never ending. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, very good. You know, that's one of the cool things with a big to-do list. There's never a shortage of things to do and the chance to get bored. Yeah, one thing you might want is to leave it plugged in for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Node 5,
and,
1, 2, 5, 3, 7, timer.
51333. And then it should probably work. Sometimes, trying to connect up on the same IP with, you know, like trying to connect it up to 51394. I know there's sometimes a little bit more, what do you want to call it, work to do for the on the networking end, and I've never figured that part out. I've just used the second IP to connect up to the other node that I've got connected. Well, that's probably why it didn't connect for you. But I found if I put things up on ASL3, the hubnet 41522, usually it'll convert right away. But trying to connect a node to the your same node on this, I don't have the answer to that, but I know it can be done because I did it with my Clear node and it did it automatically at I think 3 connected at one point in time. So I know there's a way to do that because I've come across it, but I've never actually tried it. I just did the easy route and just used the second IP. Call me lazy, but it just was just simpler to do it. I didn't want to fool around with it. But it should connect up right away to 41522 with or without the port forwarding, and you'll be fine to work there. And the mic, if you're using that same microphone, the Elenco mic, it shouldn't have made any difference. I can't imagine. Back to you.
Yeah, me 5 RJ, I'm returning. Yeah, no, that's what I thought too. There was nothing with the microphone, but probably a network issue. So, actually, I'll tell you what, before I head outside, I'm going to get upstairs here, so I'll just plug it in and fire it up here and see what happens before I go outside, and then I'll just leave it connected for a while, and I'll connect it directly to the internet, so it'll assign itself its own IP address. So I've been connecting here with Cat5. And just wondering, does that Pi there, does it have a wireless connection on it? It's a Pi 4, I think you've sent along with it there. I think it's a Pi 4. Pi 4 or 5, one of the two. Or do I need to add a Wi-Fi adapter on it to configure that there? I know how to configure it. It's just a matter of... wasn't sure if it had built-in Wi-Fi or not there, because it would be nice to have that wireless there. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a Pi 5, and it has built-in Wi-Fi, and you can log in and change the settings to be whatever you want for the Wi-Fi.